We're in Siman Reish Yud Aleph. We're up to Siv Dalet in the halach of Kadima Bibrachis. What we learned so far is that let's say you have two fruits that have the same bracha. The order of precedence would be Shivas Haminim. If neither is Shivas Haminim, then the Shalem wins. If neither or both are Shalem, Chaviv wins. If they have different brachas, the halacha is that Chaviv comes first. After Chaviv comes Shivas Haminim. And then after Shivas Haminim, if one is Eitz and one is Adama, the halacha will be that the Eitz will come first. Let's say you have two foods of different brachas. One of them is Shahakol, and one of is a specialized bracha. The Shahakol will always be last. The Eitz or Adama or Mazonis would come first. Says the Mechaber now. Kol hakodim b'posik eretz chita usora kodim levracha. Within Shivas Haminim, the Kedima will go to that which comes first in the Pasuk of Eretz Chita Usora. The Eretz Basra Hifsika Inyan. The second Pasuk that begins with, the Eretz Zeshem and Udvash, the second Eretz is Mafsik. The Chol HaSomuch Lo, anything that's closer to that Eretz, Choshev Mihama Ucher Mimenu La Eretz Kama, will come before something that is closer to, something that is further from the first Eretz. Hilkach, Tmorim Kodmim La'anovim. Tmorim, where does it say, Tmorim in the Pasuk? Dvash. Eretz Zeshemen Udvash. Dvash is referring to Tmorim. So, a Tomor, which is second in the second Pasuk, comes before Gefen, which is in the first Pasuk. It says, Eretz Chito Usora Gefen Teina Rimon. So Gefen is number three. Eretz Zeshemen Udvash. So the Tomor which is second to the second pasuk comes before Gefen, which is third to the first pasuk. Hilkach Tomorim Kodmim La'anovim Shezesh Sheni La'aretz Basra Vezesh Shlishi La'aretz Kama. Now, according to the Rambam, who holds that Shivas Haminim does not get Kedima, Chaviv gets Kedima, we must be talking about a case where they are equally Chaviv. Otherwise, the Chaviv would come first. The Mishnah Berurah also says that if the fruit didn't finish growing yet, if it's not a pre-gomer, then even if it's Shivas Aminim, it loses its chashivas. Okay, going further now, says the Ramah, Hagah, v'davka she'ochel anovim kamo shehem. That's only talking about where you're eating grapes the way they are. Avalim also mehem yayin she'koveya brocha la'atzmo ber priagofen chashuva. When you make wine out of grapes, that has kedima because it gets a special bracha. V'kodemus levarach olav tchila. So the borei pri agofen on wine comes before the borei pri ha'etz of a date, even though tamarim come before gefen, come before anavim, because wine is a special kind of a bracha. Aval masa kederim mechameshes minei dagon, but a dish of grain whose brach is borei min hamazonos, he chashuva yosem mibirkas hayayin. That is even more chashuv than birkas hayayin, even if it's not shivas haminim. That means if you have grain, any of the grains, because the truth is they're all considered secondary to shivas haminim. But the halach is a grain. A borei min hamazonos over cooked grain comes before borei pri hagofen. Borei pri hagofen comes before the borei pri ha'etz on a date. And then, of course, the bar priates and a date will come before any of the other fruits, which includes a grape, because it's further in the pasuk. But other than that, the order of the pasuk would be chita, so'ora, and then gefen, te'ena, chita, so'ora, tamar, zayis, tamar, and then gefen, te'ena, rima. So it's chita, so'ora, zayis, tamar, gefen, te'ena, rima. Kol anemer somach la'aretz kama, kol mash anemer somach la'aretz basra, la'acher sheshova lo besmicha la'aretz. If it's the same, if the distance to the word eretz is the same, then the fact that it's in the first pasuk would give it precedence over something that shows up in the second pasuk.